Good morning. My guests this morning are Dr. Lynn Silver, and she is a pediatrician with the Department of Health Services here in Sonoma County, and also Kara Raposa, who's a nurse educator, and she works out of both Santa Rosa Memorial and Petaluma Valley Hospitals. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we are going to be talking somewhat about an event that's already occurred, that occurred on July 31st, the title being Community Transformation in Action, Investing in Healthy Babies. That sounds good. Talk a little about that.
So this is an activity that's part of our county's Community Transformation Grant Program, which aims to improve nutrition, reduce tobacco use, increase physical activity, and basically help Sonoma County be a healthier place to live.
Great.
And one of the priorities that we identified for this work was really making it easier and more likely for a woman who gives birth in Sonoma County to be able to successfully breastfeed her baby.
And excellent.
The recommendation of the American Academy of Pediatrics and the World Health Organization, pretty much everybody, is that women exclusively breastfeed as long as possible, 6 months if possible. Babies really don't need anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But in our country, what we find is that most women don't manage to do that. Most women start with the intent to breastfeed in the hospital, and here in Sonoma County, that's over 90%.
And I think that in many cases, women don't have the remotest idea what they should do.
They may not have anyone near them or in their family, you know, who has experience or to help. They may not have breastfed earlier children. They may have been bottle fed themselves. Our hospitals used to separate mothers and babies and give them packs of formula that the industry would give them when they were walking out the door.
Right.
So everything was really conspiring. And then they had to go back to work because we don't have long maternity leave. So we had all these things conspiring.
Corporate birthing.
To make it very unlikely for women to successfully breastfeed their babies. And breastfeeding is incredibly important for a baby's health. It reduces their illnesses, reduces asthma, ear infections, all kinds of health problems. So it's you know, very clearly better for the baby, although babies can also be healthy on formula. Really, the World Health Organization years ago had a treaty that specified all kinds of constraints on marketing of formula. And the United States was one of the few places that didn't sign it, and we fell way behind in implementing these changes in our nursing milieu. And really what we're doing now in the U.S. and in Sonoma County is catching up. And what we've been able to build is really is something called the Sonoma County Mother-Baby Collaborative. And all five, the really exciting part is that all five of our fabulous birth hospitals are participating. So pretty much any one of the 5,000 moms who's giving birth every year in Sonoma County will be giving birth in a hospital that's participating in this very comprehensive effort to help women breastfeed.
And I take it that Kara's, the two hospitals that she works out of, are part of that
Kara's
constellation.
The person who's making it happen together with the other folks at two of our hospitals that are leading on this issue, Petaluma Valley and Memorial Hospital, and they're making the changes that need to happen.
Yeah, definitely. Denise Lundquist is the manager and lactation consultant at Petaluma Valley Hospital, and they're the farthest along in this process, although all hospitals in the county are moving towards that, and they've made a tremendous amount of changes already to help support lactating moms and babies in the community, and it's a really exciting place to be and time in women and children. So already they've changed some policies as far as trying to keep moms and babies together as long as possible without separating them, bringing them to the nursery and that sort of thing. They try and keep moms and babies together, the baby right on the mom's chest, skin to skin. They try to do that immediately right after delivery of both a vaginal delivery or a C-section.
Uh-huh.
And not whisking them away to do the tests in another place. It's keeping them as together as possible. And Santa Rosa Memorial as well. We're starting down that path. They have a donor breast milk license, so they're trying to really give exclusive breast milk as much as they possibly can. So it's a great time in healthcare.
Well, we're out of time, and I would like to tell people that if they want more information, is that correct? That the number to call is 565-6619. Thanks very much for coming in, you two, and good luck with your project.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.